Creating a vision. It is shocking to discover how few people have visions for their lives, ideas, senses, inspirations about how they want their lives to be. The majority of humans orient themselves. They focus their awareness on one of two things: what they have that they don't want, or what they want that they don't have. Both of these orientational focuses are akin to constantly looking back in the rearview mirror. They are about resisting what currently is, rather than creating a more desirable option. Healthy, vibrant, flexible, creative, inspired, happy people look forward. They recognize what is not working, what they don't like, and they design a vision to change it. They actively engage in the creative inner dynamics of envisioning, sensing, feeling, smelling, hearing, tasting what it is that they do want. And it is this very vision that draws them towards it. There's a simple formula in coaching that illustrates this. D times V times FS is greater than R. D stands for dissatisfaction, disdain, disappointment, distrust, disinterest, discord, dissing life. D is highly valuable information. In fact, this is what it is and all it is. D, when you focus on it constructively, informs you in clear detail what you don't want. And if you relate to it in a respectful way, recognizing its value, you take this information and you build with it. Essentially, you flip it. You flip the information of what you don't want to its counterpart, which is what you do want. In other words, when you relate to D constructively, you are in charge of D. Whereas when you wallow, complain, blame, and sink yourself deep into romantic victimhood, D controls you. You become its apparent slave. It runs your life, or so you believe. You sink deeper and deeper into D. And as you do, it gets more and more difficult to imagine any way you could possibly get out. V represents vision, your alternate reality perception, your dream of what you actually want. To flip yourself from D fascination to V fascination takes courage, only because most people around you in the world still choose to stay mired in D. Why? Because D is what their egos are familiar with. To flip your focus to V requires, you guessed it, the willingness of your ego to open itself to something new, to an option it may never have experienced before, or perhaps not recently. Once you flip to V and you sketch out a relatively clear or a crystal clear vision of what you do want, you are in a position to reverse engineer this, to look back from the future and notice how it came about. Essentially, what you're noticing are the steps you will take to bring this new vision into your reality. Most significantly, you are noticing what the FS is, the first step. Your first step in actively moving well beyond D and into the real-time creation of your V is akin to stepping onto a moving sidewalk. Once you're on it, its momentum carries you. You are in motion, energy in motion. You are no longer stuck. You are no longer in D. All of this, recognizing D simply as information, highly valuable information, and flipping it to begin to articulate your V, what you actually do want now, and reverse engineering this to identify your FS, your first steps. All of this together swells to a far greater power than any remaining R, resistance, reticence, rigidity, resentment, roadblocks. This is a simple formula assisting you to get out of D. D is your misery. It is your lack of faith in yourself, in God, in possibility. It is your death.